This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today for Jeff. If you ever wonder what it was like to sit in the press box and hear what the conversations happened during a game, you're about to have that happen with Tom and me. And then Mary Kay Cabot, our buddy from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She's awesome, and she is on the fan hotline right now. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Good morning.
This is like a little press box.
There we go.
This is like we're sitting at one of the tables up at the Browns press box right now. We're going to plan out everything. All right. Well, let me start with...
Hang on. I'm getting an omelet. I'll be right back.
Oh, you are? They're pretty good, aren't they?
They were.
They're amazing. Oh, that's right. He's not there anymore.
Have they held up this year?
Do we miss them?
Oh, they're better than ever.
Okay. I just want to make sure. If the Browns... First of all, do you think the Browns are going to make any kind of management move at the end of the year? Do you think they're leaning towards letting Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski go? We'll start with it there.
You know, I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks that I 100% think that Andrew Berry is safe. Just based on, all you have to do is look at this rookie class. Three of them were just named Pro Bowl alternates. One of them, Carson Schlesinger, is going to be NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Another one of them, Quinshon Judkins, is a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. So I really do think that Andrew knocked it out of the park like Jimmy wanted him to do this year with this draft. And it's not even over yet because, as we know, they still have a first-round pick out of this draft, basically, from the trade down to spend on whatever they want next year. It's in the low 20s right now, but that even hasn't happened yet.
Does one draft, though, Mary Kay, erase four or five bad ones? And not only that, the draft is one thing. This roster construction is suspect in some areas, I think it'd be fair to say.
Well, there are some issues, but I think that this year he laid the foundation for Super Bowl window two, and I think the plan is for them to really put the sort of the finishing touches or most of the finishing touches on Super Bowl window two next year. The second layer of that, and the whole entire key is to have the quarterback. If you have that, then you can win football games. So that's what we don't know yet. And I just think that, if you look at what's gone on with the quarterback situation here, of course, a lot of it has to do with the fact that Deshaun Watson got injured and wasn't able to, perform and function the way that the Browns thought he would. And I just think that Andrew's got to get that right moving forward, but I think he's going to get that chance.
All right. Can you help me just a little bit, Mary Kay? When was Super Bowl window one? I'm just a little. If we're in Super Bowl two, or they're going to be in Super Bowl two.
If you look at the roster construction from when Deshaun Watson was supposed to be the quarterback, he was supposed to be the final piece of that.
Gotcha.
If you don't have that, then you don't have it. But he was supposed to be the final piece of a roster that included Pro Bowlers in Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward and Joel Bitonio and David Njoku. And that was Super Bowl window one. And it didn't work out because the quarterback didn't work out. And just like Super Bowl window two won't work out unless you have the quarterback. But that was it. And, you know, and now they're a team in transition. Some of those pieces are still going to carry over into your next bid at trying to get to the big game. But for the most part, it's going to be an infusion of new talent.
Speaking of windows, how do you like my segue there? The 21-day window for Deshaun Watson closes today. So, Mary Kay, what is going to be the next move with the Browns in number four?
Well, the last couple of times I checked, the lean was towards letting that expire and having him finish the season on PUP. And my lead was that he was going to turn back into a pupkin. Don't know if you saw it or not.
I see what you did there.
yeah, it was like a Tom Withers lead. But anyways, So I think that they're going to let that expire after practice today. They do practice today because it's a different schedule in this Christmas week. So I think they're going to do that, or at least that's the way that it was going to go yesterday when I was hunting around on it.
Right.
And unless something's changed, that's what it'll be. And he'll go back inside and continue to rehab and then help those young guys in the meeting rooms and different things
okay,
like that.
Okay, then what does that mean then? So then obviously he's probably not activated for the final two games. And then what do you think, I know this is a loaded question and who knows at this point because we don't know who's going to be making the decisions, but what do you...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
See as Deshaun Watson's future with the Browns in 2026?
Well, I do really believe that he will be on the roster, in part because of the salary cap considerations. We know he's got the $80 million cap charge. They'll mess around with that and restructure that, but he'll be on the team next year, and he will have a chance to start games in the beginning of the season as a bridge quarterback in the event that they need a veteran quarterback to do that. He will be in line to be able to do that. Let's say they stick with Shador and they think he needs a little more seasoning at the beginning of the season, maybe they let Deshaun start a few games and let Shador continue to learn whatever he needs to learn to be able to go out there and win. Or if they draft a quarterback in April and they don't think he's ready yet, then there is a world in which Deshaun can start in place of him. So he will be in play for that. He will be here. And as long as he's healthy, he'll have that chance.
Mary Kay, I want to go back to that first question because I was asking you about, you know, the future for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. You talked about Andrew. What about Kevin?
Well, I don't know for sure about Kevin. I just don't know. And that's just because I remember, once again, Andrew saying that Jimmy saying that three wins was not going to cut it. And I don't know if they will look at this and say, well, how can you expect Kevin Stefanski to win with these young quarterbacks that really 100% weren't quite ready to play this season? So if they take that into consideration and they see that Shador is going to be the guy for them and that the combination of Kevin and Tommy If they believe that, you know, Kevin, Tommy, Bill Musgrave, that things are trending in the right direction with them, with Shador Sanders, then maybe they continue on with Kevin. But I just don't know yet. Everyone's being very, very mum about this. It's very difficult to get any kind of a handle on it. I'm sure that anybody else in the market probably agrees with me on that. It's just something that they're keeping very, very close to the vest right now. And I'm sure that once they get to the end of the season, they will look at everything.
Yeah, MK, I'm trying to like figure out the silence, right? Because you and I have been through this so many times in the last 25 years plus that, you know, when things start to leak, then they start to kind of snowball in one direction or the other. There hasn't been that this year. And I find it interesting. And I don't know which way to take that, whether it's an acknowledgement by ownership that, yeah, we knew what kind of, you know, position we were putting these guys in, or it's that there's movement going on behind the scenes where they're trying to figure out, okay, if we do make these big moves with these two guys, then who's coming in next? And then my other part of that too, Mary Kay, and I was wondering your thoughts on this, is that how does Dee Podesta's departure factor in here? Was that any kind of foreshadowing as to maybe what they were thinking, or was it just time to kind of part ways with him because clearly it was not taking this franchise where it needed to go?
Yeah, I think it was just time for him. And I don't think that will impact really anything else going forward. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it was just time for him to move on. And then as far as, you know, the radio silence on Kevin and things like that, it's hard to know what to make of it, but here's what I think. I think the Browns are trying to evaluate Shador Sanders over the 7-game span of his 7 starts. And once they get to the end of the season, I think they're going to look at those 7 starts and they are going to try to decide if they need to draft a quarterback or not. Now they also have to figure out where do they land in draft order and who's coming out. And if they like somebody better, or they think that they have a franchise quarterback that they can get at number 2 or number 3 or whatever, then maybe they'll go ahead and do that. But they are looking very seriously right now at Shador Sanders being their quarterback in 2026. And I think they want to let it play out for Kevin and for Shador.
And don't you think he has earned himself, excuse me, at least the opportunity to be an option at this point, even with a couple games to go? I think I've seen enough progress, Mary Kay, that there is development happening right in front of our eyes.
Yes, and the reason why, one of the main reasons why I feel that way is because look what he's playing with. He's playing behind an offensive line that has one original starter on it in Joel Bitonio. He's practiced for 5 weeks with the starters. He has very little timing with Jerry Jeudy, Sed Tillman, and any of those guys. So I think once he has an upgraded supporting cast, I think he will fare much better. And once he has an off season to assimilate everything and to have things tailored even more to his skill set and his strengths, I think he will be a lot better than what we've seen so far. So I do think that he is closing in on that opportunity. But once again, I think that they want to let the 2 games play out for a total of 7 and then see what they have at their disposal come draft time.
Hey, Mary Kay, I want to ask you another question just because I normally on these home games, I've been in the postgame press conferences and Tom's been in there for years. What, did something happen with Shador Sanders' film crew in the press conference on Sunday? And it just kind of an awkward situation there. Is that, am I getting this right or am I totally wrong?
No, it was just his the well-off media just didn't get in there for the first question, so he just asked the person to repeat the first question so that they could use it for their content. So that's really all it was.
Oh, okay. So it was someone from his film crew asked the question in the press conference. Is that
I don't know about that. Okay. I don't know about that. I just know that he was waiting for his well-off media to get in there so that so that they could film it, and they weren't in there for the first question. So he just asked if he could repeat that question.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now that makes a little bit more sense. I've been hearing all this buzz and stuff, and I'm like, I wasn't there, but I know Mary Kay goes to all these things, so she would know exactly what's going on. So Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate your time, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.